Lesson 8. The First Thanksgiving. The 100 or so pilgrims and other passengers who left England in 1620 aboard the Mayflower arrived at Plymouth in what is now Massachusetts. Before going ashore, the 41 male passengers assembled in the ship's main cabin where they wrote the Mayflower Compact. Under this agreement, everyone, pilgrims and non-pilgrims alike, would be governed by the same laws. All those present pledged to observe the compact. Because the pilgrims came ashore at the end of December, they had to work fast to prepare for winter. Their first task was to build shelter to keep themselves safe from animals and bad weather. Soon the sound of axes rang out as trees were chopped down and hewed into logs. Next, the Mayflower's cargo had to be unloaded. There were root vegetables and lemons in crates, sacks of sugar and flour, and cider in casks, slabs of salt pork and beef, and seeds for planting in the spring. There were small items of furniture, chests packed with blankets, linens, and clothes. There were family Bibles, tools of all kinds, but no musical instruments. The pilgrims considered music and dancing to be frivolous. That first winter was a grim one. Food was scarce, and many people became sick and died. By the time the Mayflower sailed back to England in the early spring, the number of people remaining had decreased to fewer than 60, and many of these were too feeble to work. Those who had survived the winter were also worried about the Native Americans, who they feared would be hostile toward them as new settlers. One spring day, they were very surprised when a Native American walked into their settlement and greeted them in English. His name was Samoset, and he explained that he had learned English from sea captains who had earlier explored the Atlantic coast. He told them of another man, Squanto, who also spoke English. A week or so later, he returned with Squanto and 60 Wampanoags who lived nearby. The colonists were glad that their visitors were friendly, for, with their food almost gone, their situation was desperate. Because of the help of these native people, the colonists quickly learned which berries and other fruits were edible, where to catch fish, and the best way to grow corn, beans, and squash. When they needed to talk with other native people, Squanto often acted as their translator. Later in 1621, after the first harvest, the colonists held a banquet and invited Massasoit, the leader of the Wampanoags, to bring his people to celebrate with them. This was the first Thanksgiving. It lasted 3 days. The worst was now over for the colonists. When the Mayflower returned in 1622, it brought more people to join the colony, as well as precious supplies. More ships arrived in the following years, and the Plymouth colony grew in size and began to prosper. Its future was no longer in doubt.